Hello and welcome to Soul Sisters with me, Claire Solan.
And me, Georgie Crawford.
This is the podcast that guarantees plenty of aha moments and lovely white smiles thanks to our favourite toothpaste, Colgate Max White Ultra. We love partnering with Colgate Max White Ultra because we've seen the results for ourselves and it really does deeply whiten our teeth in just 3 days. Just ask the Soul Sisters. Colgate Max White Ultra is available in Dunnes, Tesco, Super Value and pharmacies nationwide. Girls, get ready. We're coming to you live from Rome.
Yes, we are live from my hotel room in Rome. Claire just knocked on the door. We are so excited to bring this podcast to you in person, in real life. It feels like a live show.
It's actually mad to be sitting opposite you, watching you speak.
I know, it's so crazy.
Usually I have the screen between you and I, but now you are literally dressed like Julia Roberts from Pretty Woman. And I'm a bit of a sweaty mess, sipping on a beer.
And I'm Julia Roberts in the robe, not the red dress.
Exactly. Clarifying this. And you've got a bath.
I have a bath. And did you see the Colgate Max White Ultra in my bathroom?
Of course I did. Pride of place.
Jamie has gone out for the toothbrushes because, you know, you see, I never, ever forget my Colgate Max White Ultra. But occasionally I do forget a toothbrush. So Jamie's gone out. He's got a few bits to do before our welcome party tonight. But the Colgate Max White Ultra is being displayed proudly in the bathroom of my hotel and room.
I was delighted to see Jamie. First of all, because I haven't seen him for a while, but also he seems totally unfazed by the whole thing. How many of these have you done, these good glow runs?
Yeah, we've done about five now.
Okay, so you're well-oiled machine
territory. We are well-oiled machine. We are so excited to be here. And actually, let's take this week's Colgate Max White Ultra review, will we? This week, it's a voice note.
Hey Soul Sisters, I'm so excited to see you both on our trip to Rome this weekend. Really looking forward to it. I really wanted to get my teeth whitened before this, but life had other plans and I never got around to it. So I said, what better time to finally test out the 3 days to a whiter smile than now? So I took myself down to Dunnes and I bought a tube of Colgate Max White Ultra for the first time. It was down to €6, which was a lovely bonus. And I'm actually blown away by the results, guys. You'll see my lovely shiny white teeth hopefully now when we land tomorrow in Rome. And yeah, hopefully I'll have a nice shiny medal to match them on Sunday.
Oh, Lauren, Soul Sister Lauren, thank you so much for that amazing review of Colgate Max White Ultra.
Nice one, Lauren. Okay, well, look, where are we going to start? Let me see what I have in my notes here. First of all, how was your journey?
My journey started at 3:40. The alarm, a silent alarm, which I learned from the Soul Sisters, actually wakes me up.
What?
5 minutes before you have to get up, mm-hmm. which needs an out loud alarm. I set my silent alarm because, do you remember a few seasons ago, I was asking, how do I get up early when Tally's asleep in the room? And all the Soul Sisters are like, just set a silent alarm. It just vibrates and you wake up. So it works. And that's what I do now. So my silent alarm went off at 3:40 and we were out the door at 4:05.
Now, I was thinking of you because this week I had really tried to pack my bag a couple of days before and not at 1 a.m. the night of. How did you get on? Did you get your packing squares?
Got. I was an organized queen until the very last day.
Yeah, I was the same. It all fell. Do you know where it fell apart? I got cocky the evening before and my cat sitter arrived and then the faffing started and before I knew it, it was 11:30.
No, we don't want to be up till 11:30. So what happened to us was, I don't even know if I can get into it. Jamie, okay, how do I put this? So my mum lives 10-minute drive away from me up the mountain. Dew came to our house to collect Tally's cot.
Right.
But Jamie forgot to ask Dew to bring the travel cot from their house, which she was going to sleep in for one night. And I wanted her own bed up in their house for the 3 nights. Mm. And then Jamie had to go up and get the cot. So then Jamie had to go up and get the travel cot and then he got home. And I said, Jamie, you forgot the formula. So he had to go back up. And I was like, this is complete disaster. And I just rang my mum crying, laughing, you know. like hadn't got into the shower. It was 8:30. I was like, the kids are still up. I was like, I have been stopped more times in Rome to ask, was I meditating in bed by 9? Than anything else. No questions about the half marathon. No questions about rooms, welcome parties, finishers, drinks. Georgie, were you in bed by 9 o'clock? I was thinking of you last night at 9 o'clock. Were you in bed? The answer was no.
I did wonder, was anybody, I'm really keen. The one person I want to meet on this trip is the person who was packed on Wednesday and was in bed by 9 p.m. on Thursday night.
Yeah, we need to find that person.
I'd like to shake their hand and then I would ask them to start a newsletter or some sort of blog that I could follow and eventually become that person.
So tell us about your journey to Rome. First of all, this is your first half marathon, am I right?
This is actually my second. I did one in Prague in 2018 with our friend Becky Miller from Spin. So it's been, I was counting, 7 years since I've done one. And I've never been to Rome.
Oh, yes.
So that's what the big deal is for me, coming to Rome for the first time.
So you knocked on my door. You've only been here like a minute. And I was like, can you just come over? We'll record the podcast. You come in, march straight into my bathroom to check if I had a bath.
Went straight in, obviously clocked that the Max White Ultra was up and looked in. I was like, oh, you don't have a bath. And you said, hang on, have another look. And there, took down the bottom of the bathroom of the ensuite, a bath.
Do you have a bath?
Oh, well, listen, I've already gotten a text from gluten-free, home number, the GFH. The gluten-free hobnobber, who I was, let's just say, gloating about. She sent me a picture of her bath and she was like, wow, what a surprise. Totally unexpected. Can't believe it. It's like when someone wins an award, but actually like can't stop gloating about it. She's like, oh, yeah, wow. So I, of course, ran into my room to see if I had similar. I don't.
I can't believe we didn't request a bath for you.
Is it, so here's the question, is it weird then of me to ask either you, and I suppose it's you and Jamie, so it'll have to be hobnobber. Is it weird of me to say, come Sunday, I'm just going to, if she's having a, you know, what do they have over here, those orange drinks?
Aperol Spritz.
Aperol Spritz. If she's having a spritz after the race, is it okay if I just head back to your bath?
Well, I think we could all just run you a bath on this podcast, put you in the bath and wait for Jamie to come back.
You know what? Why don't we make a pact to the Soul Sisters that maybe I would record one of the episodes in a bath?
Yeah. Oh, listen, we have another pact to make with the Soul Sisters today. So, okay, speaking of organisation, Jamie's unpacking, right? And he's like, oh, where's my race day shorts? Can't find them anywhere. He's checking all the bags. And you know when you get that thought, shorts? I was stuffing shorts into a drawer yesterday that I found on the bed. And he was like, oh, I swear to God, I left them out. How are they not in this bag? This is so weird. And in that moment, I had a decision to make. I have to spend the next 72 hours in a hotel room with this man. Do I tell him? Oh. That I know exactly where his shorts are. I shove them in a drawer, or do I just say nothing? So I said nothing. So I want to know how long we can keep this secret for. How long until Jamie finds out that I actually put his shorts away in our house in Dublin. So this is going out to the Soul Sisters. We can keep this secret together. I'm not going to break, but those of you listening, will you break? Something interesting, right? I've had a niggle in my right hip, which is a bit disappointing because I'm just a little bit sore. And I was talking to Sharon, one of the girls on the trip today, and I said, isn't it funny that it's always my right side? So my cancer was in my right side. And because I had so much radiotherapy, when I go for long runs, I feel the next day like I've really bruised ribs. And I find it really hard to, you know, recover without pain. And I have a kind of dicky right knee and now my right hip. And I was like, Jamie said to me, like, what are you, you're obviously compensating, like you're holding yourself in a different way on your right side because you know, like that was where your cancer was, that's where you're weaker. But I just think it's like, I feel like my right side is holding so much. And I was saying to Sharon, like we, you know, we talk about talk therapy and how good that is. But actually what I think I need to focus on for the next few months, and this half marathon has made me see that, is I need to move the trauma out of my body. And I feel like over the last couple of months, I keep getting these signs about physically moving trauma out of your body. I recorded this podcast with this amazing lady, Anna Runkel. I'm releasing it as a bonus. But basically she said, right, so she had PTSD as a child and she went on and she met this lovely man and she went through a divorce first and always kind of felt like she was on the outskirts, didn't have any friends. Anyway, created this amazing life for herself and went into her next door neighbor one day because she'd hired a whole crew. She'd agreed a date with her neighbor that, you know, the neighbor was aware of this. And on the day of the shoot, something happened with the neighbor, was making loads of noise or, I don't know, cutting the grass or something stupid. So she went out and started screaming at her neighbor. And she said it was, she really felt bad. Like she really let herself down in that moment. And she was embarrassed and she felt like she humiliated herself in front of the crew and the neighbor. And she went back in and she's like, oh my God, how am I going to deal with this? So she made the apology, but she also moved the guilt out of her body. And she said, like, you have to do that. Like, that's the missing step that so much of us are not doing. So yes, I had cancer in the right side of my body. I went to talk therapy. I did CBT. I did all the right things. But did I ever move it out? And yes, I run. But running isn't releasing anything for me. I think running is kind of propping me up. It's empowering for me. It's not a release for me. I know it is for some people. But I need to find a way to like shift all of that crap out of the right side of my body somehow.
So this is really interesting because what I've done alongside my training is get regular massages. And the guy I've been seeing, the masseuse, is quite a spiritual guy and quite into somatic healing. And he said that, look, the pains in your body, he believes, are 60% emotional, 40% physical.
Ooh.
So I've been going to him regularly over the last couple of months alongside my training, and some of the sessions have been so painful. Like he finds,
did you shave your legs?
100%. And I put on a special pair of massage big pantaloons as well.
What are they?
Big like granny pants, you know, rather than, because I would usually wear a thong.
Oh
God, that's a lot of information. But I always put on big pantaloons. And actually the other day, oh, sorry now.
Do you call them pantaloons to people?
Yeah, only on podcasts. The other day, the masseuse said to me, what's that? And I said, that's my HRT patch.
Oh, where'd you wear it?
On me cheeks, on the kind of like hip bum area.
Wow.
Estrogen, progesterone. And I'm surprised that he didn't know what it was. I was like, oh, that's my HRT. And he was like, oh, I won't touch it then, don't worry. And I'm like, no, it's fine. You can touch it. It's just getting the hormones right in.
Skin. Straight into the bum.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, but look, what he has said to me, and interestingly enough, I did my last session with him this week, and I said to him at the end of it, it's not painful this week. And he said to me, yeah, we've moved so much stuff over the 6 or 8 sessions that you've been.
Wow.
You're not holding on to the grief and pain and anger and sadness that you were. It's moved. Now, what I will say to you, if you do go and get therapies like this, prepare yourself for the days afterwards.
Okay.
Because you will, with the upheaval of those emotions, you will definitely feel teary, a little mm-hmm. bit down, a little bit out of sorts. But that is your signpost. That is your signal.
That's your release.
Yeah. Yeah, shrubs and rubs. Like, you should be seeing him probably once a week.
Yeah, and we should send him to India so he can add the spirituality into the shrubs and rubs. Oh, do you call him Guru Shrubs and Rubs? He's so good, you know. So I fell skiing before my first ever New York half. This is when shrubs and rubs like became shrubs and rubs.
Remember?
And obviously I was flat out shaping my legs. He was a young man then. He's too old for me now. But the Ukraine war had broken out and I tore my MCL. And Jamie was saying, and not in a judgmental way, but Jamie couldn't understand how it was taking so long for my MCL to heal, because he said, oh, like, players in the NFL get this and they're back in 2 weeks. Wow. Like, it's not an ACL. Mm. And I said to Shrubs and Rubs, and I said, oh God, like, I'm really worried. Like, why aren't I getting better? I was desperate to get better for the New York half. And he said the most beautiful thing to me. He said, Georgie, you can't heal with a broken heart. And it was such understanding from, and not something that I ever thought I would get from a physio, but obviously he knows. He's watched people healing. And he said, like, you can't right now. And I felt so seen and accepted in that moment. And I did go off to New York, and because of Scott, I got through it. And do you know what? I look back at the photos of me limping, doing that run, and I'm so proud of myself.
Oh, wow.
The limping made it for me, because I still did it.
Yeah.
You know?
You overcame the obstacle and just kept going.
Huge thank you to Colgate for supporting Soul Sisters this season. Did you know, unlike regular whitening toothpaste that only removes surface stains, Colgate Max White Ultra also removes deep-set stains embedded in the enamel over time to deeply whiten your teeth in just 3 days. Most importantly, it's the number one brand recommended and trusted by dentists. It's backed by science and dental professionals. And for us, we love it because it actually works. Okay, Claire, reason to smile. I'm excited for this one this week.
Well, you know what? It was kind of inspired by what you said last week about what you would love to do.
Mm.
So I recently have had my dad join my meditation group.
No way!
Now, my mum joined it a few months back, and that was a big deal. But suddenly my dad has joined.
Wow.
And both of my parents now come every Tuesday evening, 8 o'clock, to do mantra meditation with me on Zoom. And it's so special. And my dad and I have had a relationship that has been, you know, mostly rocky when I was young. But now I would say he is, you know, he really gives me great compliments, and he really sees me and meets me where I'm at. So I asked him the other day, really interested to know, like, what do you think of the meditation, Dad? How do you find the mantra? He's quite a musical guy. So he was like, yeah, it's, I wonder, could you, is there any way you could just jazz it up a bit? Because often, you know, the mantras are repetitive and they may just be sentences or chants, but they're not necessarily there isn't much musicality to them. So I said to Dad, yeah, look, I can put some more musical chants in, Dad. And he said, you know, you have a good voice. And I said, oh, thanks, Dad. And he said, yeah, maybe would you ever think about getting a singing lesson? And I said, yeah, you know what? I have thought about getting a singing lesson. Again, to go back to what we were saying earlier on about somatic healing, the power of singing and that vibration for your body is so healing. So I said, yeah. And I said, Dad, I'll tell you what, if I go to get a singing lesson, will you rejoin the choir? And he stopped for a moment. This was on his birthday. And he said, yeah, you know, I've looked them up lately. And he said, deal. So I need your help, Soul Sisters. I need to find my dad a choir. Maybe an OAP one, or maybe one that's local to where we live, which is Mount Marion, Goatstown, neck of the woods. If you know a choir or your parents are in one, please get in touch with us.
It's so interesting that your dad was suggesting you get singing lessons, because obviously he has been thinking about singing recently.
Yes.
Amazing, Claire. What a job you did there. That's amazing.
Isn't it? And what a reason to smile, because as I said, our relationship has come a big 180.
So what do you think you're going to be like on the start line? Are you going to be singing Olé, Olé, Olé with an Irish flag or what?
No. Do you know what I realised I do? And I wonder if you do this as well, Soul Sisters. I didn't arrive in Rome until I arrived in Rome. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does actually.
So I've been talking to people all, and you're probably, that's why we're Soul Sisters, all week people have been like, oh my God, you're going to Rome. And I'm like, I know. It's only when I got to Rome, I was like, Jesus, I'm in Rome.
Mm.
I don't visualise, I don't think about where I'm going or what I'm doing until I actually get here. It's going to be a bit the same as me, as that on the start line. I'm going to be like, boop, 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 hiya, nice to see you, what's the, and then suddenly be like, right lads, get on the train, we're going. And then I'll be like, gulp.
Hmm.
So I, but you know what the beautiful thing is, from the training that I've done, and for the fact that we are going to be running around Rome and seeing how many UNESCO World Heritage Sites, my plan is not a PB, but it's to look up, you know, and take it all in at a really good pace and have a chat and have a laugh with the girls.
Do you know what's great is, like, this is what I love about groups. You can show up. It's like, first of all, it's like a school tour, but you can show up however you want to be on that day. So you're in a community, but if you show up on race day and you're nervous, you can easily go 40 minutes without saying anything, but just be with people. If you feel like you have lots of energy and you want to, you know, get involved and sing, you can find that part of the tribe, you know, that sort of way. Yeah. So like it's however you are, you can be, which is what I love. So I go really quiet on race day morning.
Do you?
Really quiet, because every time I run a half marathon, it's just so monumental for me. So I will go quiet on Sunday, but I know that I will be in a quiet, I can be quiet but supported at the same time, which is really nice. I'm so excited for you to get to know everyone and meet everyone at the welcome party later.
It's, again, something that I didn't appreciate until I really signed up. And that's why I would say to people who are filled with trepidation at the idea of running 21 kilometers. As you've just stated there, you don't run those 21 kilometers alone. You're swept along by the occasion, by the group, by the place. And what you are, how you feel going to bed, having, you know, tended to yourself, exercised your body, bought some new gear. Wait until you see, I've bought a visor. I bought two visors on Amazon. Of course I did. The visor is like, it's like Pinocchio's nose. It comes out so far. It's probably going to be covering my neck. And there was part of me that was like worried about how I was going to look at this event. And then the more and more I tuned into that WhatsApp group, I was like, if I showed up in a black sash, I'd probably be the most popular person there.
Yeah, you would. We're all as mad as each other. So I don't know if you know this, that Colm Hayes has a podcast with his brother, Justin Caffrey, and it's called Not So Christian Brothers.
I love that name. What a great
name. It's so good, isn't
name?
It?
Yeah.
So there's 14 years in between them. Colm Hayes is obviously Okay, everyone knows who Colm Hayes is, right?
Yeah.
He's a radio DJ. Mm-hmm. And Justin Caffrey is his brother, but he's a life coach. And he's 14 years younger than him. So there is such a difference. But anyway, they have a podcast. I've been listening to it recently. And Colm's beautiful wife, Anne Laird, recently passed away from breast cancer. And he's been sharing so bravely about everything he's going through. I'm sure he'll even listen back in 10 years and it will all be a blur, you know, that sort of way. But they're talking about men's grief and navigating it. And I think it's really brave, really, really brave. But they were talking about gifts that you bring to the altar when someone dies and how that tells a story of their life. So, you know, when you go to a funeral and you may not know the person, like it could be a friend's parent, and they bring the gifts up, it's always really interesting, isn't it, what they bring up? And so I was thinking about you and what someone might bring up to the altar if you died. I don't mean to freak out.
God, that's a great question.
And I know what I would bring up on behalf of you. And I was wondering if you would know what you'd bring up on behalf of me. Outside of family, like a photo of your family, outside of, I suppose, who you are for other people. What I think I would bring up for you is one of those scarves that you wear in India.
Yes.
Would you like that?
Lovely.
What would you bring up for me?
So two things came to mind.
Okay.
Pappy's lead.
Yes.
Or rollers. I the funniest moments of in living memory of you and I are the days that I either walk into your house or join you in a car and you've got rollers in your hair.
Oh my God.
And you're running from pillar to post going, hiya, come on in. You know?
Yeah.
Just like
that.
You are the glamour puss, and you are, you know, there's nowhere where you can't do a bit of glam. Just squeeze in. Hang on a second. Just going to throw a few rollers in here. Grant,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jump
mm-hmm.
on Zoom. No problem.
The worst is when you go out and the roller is stuck to the back of your coat. That's the worst part of it. But anyway, it's interesting, isn't it? Because what they were saying is what other people choose for you may not necessarily be what you would choose for yourself.
Yes. So what would you choose for yourself?
What I would choose for myself outside of a picture of my family, probably be Oprah's book, What I Know For Sure. Because that book transformed my life and you gave it to me.
Do you?
I love it.
Good to know. I think I'd probably bring a microphone.
Would you?
For myself.
Just for the Soul Sisters listening, Claire walked into the hotel room and I have like old school microphones, like I suppose a singer would use, right?
Mm.
Like a microphone with a wire, a really long wire hanging out of it. And you walked around the hotel room speaking into it and we weren't even recording.
Jamie was sitting on the couch and we were just having a catch up and I couldn't put it down.
Yeah.
Like, what? I just love a microphone. And actually, I must say, I was at a comedy gig recently and I'm just watching, you know, nobody has better mic etiquette than a comedian.
Mm.
You know, they're always playing with the wire in their hand or they're moving the stand. And I was just watching this guy do it and I just thought, yeah, there's just something about it.
Yeah, I love it. So before we head into recommends, if you are looking for a podcast that is, I suppose, going through a tough time in real time, which is very brave, check out Not So Christian Brothers. And you can decide if it's really funny because Justin is the little brother, even though he's in his 50s. And he's trying to like get Colm to under, they're from different generations. You know, Colm's a boomer and he's trying to get him to understand his feelings. It's epic. I love it. So let's go into recommends. Do you have a recommends for us this week?
Yes, I do. And I wanted to, let me just get the names of the...
Do you know what I also feel about you, which is so comforting is when me, you and Jamie get together. So like when me and you are together, we're soul sisters, right?
Yeah.
But when me, you and Jamie get together, we're colleagues. And not just any colleagues. Like, oh, Jesus, he's after knocking on the door.
Is that one of our colleagues, is it?
Hello, Jamie.
Oh,
pizza.
It's the pizza guy.
Jamie brought back pizza for the Soul Sisters. This is our studio. We're in the hall. Well, we're basically in a cupboard in the hotel room because the actual room is too echoey. It's so nice in here, Jamie. It's really nice. But anyway, we were just saying that when it's me and Claire together, we're Soul Sisters. But when the three of us get together, we're like colleagues. But we're like old school. Remember, like back in the day, yeah. Like there's an air of kind of messing in the room, isn't
yes,
there?
Yes, there is.
Devilment. There is. Claire's getting into the bath. Just don't worry.
I'm going to have this pizza in the bath. That's fine, Jamie, is it? I don't want to see his face.
There's a pizza for you in the bath. I'll run your bath for you.
To a good woman. And I'll tell you what I would love to do. This would make my day in recommends. I wanted to express my sadness at the loss of Diane Keaton. And I was going to do it last week and I didn't. And I shared on my stories an Ellen best of for Diane Keaton. And I encourage you to go to Ellen's Instagram grid and watch it. It is, for me, one of the funniest best of moments I've ever seen. And I knew Diane Keaton was amazing, like The First Wives Club, you know, so many great movies.
You're a bit like her. You're a bit like her. She's such an individual.
She's such an individual. She never married, but she loved men.
Mm.
She went out with Robert De Niro, I think, for a while, or was Al Pacino, one of those heavyweights, and they regretted not locking her down.
I'd say so.
She said to Ellen, she was like, you know what I did? I worked on my personality. And I just thought to myself, how cool is that to hear from someone who was so entrenched in Hollywood?
Yeah, and how do you do that?
Well, exactly. And what she was kind of implying was she's around a lot of famous people, you know, and a bit, you know, an embellished lifestyle. And she was just raw and real. She was in Annie Hall. She was in The Godfather. Jack Nicholson in Something's Gotta Give. You know, The Family Stone, like there was so many brilliant films in her IMDb list. And I would encourage you, if you have a moment, because it's coming into that season
where
get yourself comfy on the couch, get a blanket and stick on one of those movies.
I know that Jamie is one of the ways in which he shows that he really cares and loves me is sometimes if I'm going through a tough time, he'd be like, oh, do you want to watch Something's Gotta Give? Because he knows that I'd just be happy there. You know? Oh, such a good recommends. So my recommends is actually on my Instagram page at the moment. So Audrey painted the most incredible boobs a couple of years ago. It's called Peaches. It's purple. Her original paintings are like the paint is coming off the canvas. And she is raffling it for Breast Cancer Ireland for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. €5 will get you into this draw. Her paintings are worth thousands. And she has done that for Breast Cancer Ireland and for me. And that's a true soul sister, isn't it? So head over to Audrey Hamilton Art or Georgie.Crawford on Instagram to get the link to enter into that raffle for such a good cause.
It's on my wish list to have an Audrey Hamilton hanging in my home.
Yeah, and an Audrey Hamilton original is just next level. So I'm off to run a bath for Claire. I wash your hair too. I'm really good at washing people's hair when they're in baths. Do you want me to?
Honest to God, imagine this. Imagine this, Soul Sisters. Diane Keaton on the laptop, Georgie on the hair, pizza, on the balancing precariously on the corner of the bath.
I'll even put my rollers in for you.
Oh my God, forget the run. Rome is the best place ever.
A huge thank you to all of you for tuning in. Thanks for coming on this journey with us, Soul Sisters. We love you so much. Don't forget to keep our secret, Jamie. And a huge, huge thank you to Colgate for being one of the original Soul Sisters, let's be honest. And Colgate Max White Ultra is half price in Tesco right now. So get down, stock up for Christmas, any big occasions you have coming up. And we will see you next week. Claire, will you be in India or will you still be in Rome?
I'll still be in Rome.
Wow.
So hopefully I will have a tale to tell you about the run, and then maybe something else magical may have happened in this town.